AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President-elect Donald Trump says he doesn't see the need for daily intelligence briefings. Not for him, anyway. He was on Fox News Sunday.
I say, if something should change from this point, immediately call me. I'm available on 1 minute's notice. I don't have to be told, you know, I'm like a smart person. I don't have to be told the same thing and the same words every single day for the next 8 years.
He also said the CIA's conclusion that Russia interfered in the presidential election to help him win is ridiculous. New York Senator Charles Schumer says a requirement that rail and transit agencies screen workers using federal terror watch lists should be instituted immediately.
Despite the recent threat of terror attacks, both here and abroad, you'll be shocked to learn that right now, rail and mass transit employees are not cross-checked with the federal terror watch list.
A report by the September 11th Commission in 2007 urged that frontline rail employees get more scrutiny. Egyptian officials say a bomb that was lobbed into the chapel of Cairo's Coptic Cathedral during Sunday Mass has killed more than 24 people and wounded dozens more. AP religion editor Steve Coleman reports.
59-year-old Magdi Ramsey says it was a shattering explosion like nothing he'd ever heard. Wounded by shrapnel, he frantically searched the wrecked chapel, then outside for his wife. Only later did he learn that she was killed, and his daughter-in-law and three of his grandchildren were wounded. Ramsey sobbed uncontrollably at the hospital as he leaned on relatives for support. St. Mark's Cathedral is the seat of Egypt's Orthodox Christian Church and its Coptic Pope. Authorities say most of the casualties in the blast during Sunday Mass were women and children. I'm Steve Coleman.
In the NFL, the Giants are playing Dallas in the Sunday night game. This is AP Radio News. Disney's latest continues to rain at the local multiplex.
Moana! I got your back.
It's Maui time!
The animated musical Moana holds at number one for the third straight weekend. It takes in nearly $19 million this weekend, bringing its worldwide total to nearly $239 million.
I'm sorry, you're having a Christmas party tonight? It's not happening.
All right, it's canceled.
Jennifer Aniston's comedy Office Christmas Party opens in second this weekend with $17.5 million. The Harry Potter spinoff Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
The Jessica Chastain lobbying thriller Miss Sloan fizzled in wide expansion, but the musical La La Land was only in five theaters, but its per-theater take was an all-time high. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.